Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 135. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening. We are chatting with our new friend, Brooklyn. She is a photographer and she is also a blogger. You can find her at Brooklyn Photos on Instagram and at Desert Iris. So go check her out. She is a very talented and skilled photographer, if I do say so myself. We actually did a photo shoot and she is pretty marvelous. Like, we saw a couple of photos so far and she's gonna send the rest. I hopefully get to use a couple of them on the Instagrams, and so we appreciate her for just taking a couple of snapshots of me and Brittany. The one thing that I'm most excited about is just being able to say that these photographers are all big elements to what we're trying to do, is trying to create a portfolio of wonderful photographers around Arizona to help promote their style, their unique differences, by showing you hopefully one group or one individual or one whatever you want to talk about, by showing a singular thing, object, a person, me and Brittany and I. We hope to show off their talents, so we hope that you guys enjoy every photographer comes in, because they are very much in their own rights. Individually, they're very talented, and as a whole, I think photography is a wonderful practitioner, and I think that anyone who takes it up has a very skilled eye and needs to be very unique in their own visions. But enough about what I think. I want to know what you guys think. Please hit us up at social media, Finding Arizona Podcast. That's under Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So I appreciate that. And if you are listening to this on any subscription device that where you have to push a button and subscribe or follow, whatever you may do, please do so and let us know what you think of each episode. It means a lot to me. It helps us grow and helps us get better. With that being said, we're going to jump into a little bit of business. So www.findingarizonapodcast.com is where you'll find all the episodes, and there you will also be able to see our new store. We have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, all for you guys, so that you guys can help us out. Another way to help us out is our Patreon page, where you'll get early access, extra content, extra videos, even get to hang out with me and Britt. We are doing live hangouts. If you want to become that close of a member, you can basically become a producer, and that helps us get a little bit better as well. With that, we're going to jump right into the community cork board. I appreciate having a bigger community at large to know things going on, the events that are important to all of us. And one of the big things that I'm excited for is the Phoenix Public Library is going back into operations. I think it's June 16th, if I'm not mistaken. Please go check out your local libraries. Help support them. They mean a lot to everyone. I love mine. I appreciate everyone who has been listening. And one in particular, if you guys go over to our friend Eric Walters over at Tap That AZ Podcast, you'll see an episode where Brittany and I are hosting for a special event. And I don't know when that might be coming out, but I'd say go check out the podcast. It's a lot of fun. That he does a wonderful job of hosting it and finding new content. And he's just a busy, busy guy. And I appreciate Eric for letting me jump in and help out a little bit. A lot of things are going in motion. We have some big plans coming up. We hope that you guys enjoy everything that we're putting out there. And then also, if you want to reach us and be a part of the episodes, that's findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. This intro has been brought to you by We Don't Have a Sponsor. So if you'd like to be a sponsor, hit us up. I appreciate that. And then that is it. No more anything. We're going to jump right into this episode, episode number 135, with our friend Brooklyn. Thank you so much. Let's go. Those are the best.
Yeah, just those witty cat stuff.
No, it's just all rap lyrics.
They're all rap lyrics. Even
all, better. All rap lyrics. And that's what I love most about it. I was like, it's a beautiful cat, but it's all rap lyrics, like hip hop gangster. Yep. Exactly.
Damn, you guys have fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. You ready to get started?
Yeah, how do I sound?
Okay, you sound wonderful.
Okay.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jose. We are bringing in someone very special. We just got done with the photo shoot with this special person. Please introduce yourself and what you're doing here today.
My name is Brooklyn, and I'm a visual artist, as I like to call myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm the co-founder of Brooklyn Photo, mm-hmm. which is my photography business, and then I'm actually the co-founder of a blog called Desert Iris as well. So those are just a couple of things that I like to do, but definitely there's a lot of irons in the fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome, yeah. Brooklyn.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yay. I'm excited to be here.
Hand clap, golf clap. Yay. So we have you here. I mean, one of the main reasons why is that we're doing this photographer series that we're just like enthralled with. We talked about it off air, talked about like what our idea was to get all these photographers together. And you're someone that we just, we kind of connected through Honeybook, and just like how our story goes is just like we want to keep it an open door policy for everyone. And yeah. This photography thing is just been so much fun, and we've met so many different styles and so many different people from this.
For sure.
I want to get kind of your take of what you think your style is like and what people can expect from you.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to say my style is very clean and simple. Mm-hmm. But also edgy and dramatic. My editing style is definitely edgy and doesn't appeal to everyone, mm-hmm. which is definitely okay, because it makes me stand out a little bit.
Exactly.
Well,
let me ask you this. What is the software that you're using? Let's nerd out a little bit. What software are you? Are you using Lightroom?
Yeah, I use Lightroom fully. Okay. And I've kind of developed my own presets just by...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone, once you get into it more and more, you have your like...
Yeah.
You have your preset style.
Lightroom's definitely my...
Your jam?
Yeah.
For sure. How much time did you like, when you first started out, how much time did you spend, like, learning the ins and outs of Lightroom?
So much. So I was working a job in Duluth, Minnesota at the time when I got my camera, and there was this other photographer that worked at the same place as me, and I was really inspired by her because I saw that she was going out and she was shooting weddings and she was doing things, and I'm never afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
So I just like walked up to her and I was like, hey, like, I am new in the game, literally just my parents just bought me a DSLR, I'm a junior in high school, like, what do I use to edit? Like, I have zero idea where to start, you mm-hmm. know. I'm just like, you have any insight for me? And she's like, buy Lightroom. She's like, literally will be the best thing you will ever do for yourself.
And listen.
Yeah.
Buy it. You'll love it.
Buy it. Figure out how to use it. And it's going to be your best friend.
Yes.
So I was like, okay. Where? I went to Best Buy. I found it. Back then, you couldn't really buy the Creative Cloud. You literally bought Lightroom on its own and yeah. like installed it with a CD in your computer.
Back in my day.
Yeah, which wasn't even that long ago. But yeah, when I saw it on the shelf and I was like, Lightroom, that's it. And so I bought it and installed it in my computer. And I remember my two best friends came over and we just stayed up all night just like trying to figure out how to use this program. And when I was first starting out, it was a lot just for fun. Mm-hmm. It was just like my creative outlet when I was in high school. And my two best friends were my models for everything. I made them do the craziest things, but they were so game for it because it was fun. It was like this thing that we did together. I made them do some weird photo shoots. But yeah, I remember staying up all night, like going through Lightroom and figuring out how to use it, and it just being so fun.
Oh, that's so awesome. Like, yeah. I love those kind of stories where you just like get into it and just kind of like eat at it for a while and like really... Yeah. Really, like, play around with it.
And... Well, it was just, like, so new that it was, like, it drove, what am I trying to say? It just, like, took my whole attention span. Yeah. Like, that's all I wanted to do. That's all I wanted to do was take pictures and figure out how to edit them and make them look cool. Mm-hmm. And I remember just like not being that excited about anything ever.
Yeah.
You know, like you get something, you're involved with it for a little bit and then you're over it. Like, mm-hmm. I just never lost how much fun it was to me to edit these pictures and figure out like new ways to do it and stuff.
That's so good though. That's the whole point of like when I think a lot of the times when we bring someone in here, that's what we hear a lot. And that's, I think that's the best part, because if you don't absolutely love and just obsessed with it, it's not for you really. Yeah. It's really not going to keep you motivating and keep you going. And so it's like when I meet people who are still hungry for it and still like, oh, I'm so like a student of the craft and that sort of thing. And like, that's what I enjoy most, because that's the kind of personality I am, is I'm always asking questions or wanting to learn how to use certain things or do certain things, because I'm not a master at anything. I just love doing it. One of the things that kind of helps us kind of move into the next question is that you did bring up those moments of like, you're still obsessed with it. And I want to know, it's like, what was that aha moment? Like, where was it where you said, I want to do this professionally?
There's definitely kind of a funny story behind that. I like to say that I do photography is just because I've never found more joy doing anything else. And, but I actually was going to go to school for business after high school.
Oh,
that
really?
Was the plan. Yeah, my dad was an entrepreneur.
Does he do? Like, what was he entrepreneuring in?
He started a painting business at a young age. It's like a 30-year-old company. But he That's had awesome. Like the business mind.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like in this mindset that I was going to like follow in his steps and maybe like take over this family business or whatever. And so I was like, and that's what I liked in high school. I was in like marketing and business 101 or whatever. And like, those are the classes I really liked. So I was like, oh, I like that. So like, that's what I should go to school for.
Yeah.
And then it came down to it. And I was like 2 months before I was going to go to college for business. And I like totally just like had this moment where I was like, that's not it. That's not what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Nice.
Like,
interesting.
It's just not it. And then I sat down with one of my friend's moms, and she's like, okay, so you don't want to go to school for business, like what do you want to go to school for then? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you like to do? Like, what excites you? What makes you happy? And at that time I had a camera for like 2 or 3 years, and I wasn't really super serious about it. It was just like a hobby. Mm-hmm. But I just looked at her and I was like, I really like photography. Like, I can 100% tell you that. Yeah. I love photography. And she's like, then go to school for photography. And I was like, oh no, like that's a dream. Like, that's just like a hobby. Like, no one actually like goes to school for photography and like makes it.
That's always the joke in the movies.
It is. It's like, oh, you're going to go to school and be a photographer. Like, that's going to happen. But she's like, no, like that seems like to be the only thing that's like really what you love. Yeah. So she's like, so do it. And so I was like, okay. And then, I went to school for photography 2 months later.
Let's pause right there.
Okay.
What was that conversation like with your parents though? What was that like telling them that you were going to say no to the business and yes to an art of all things, like an art major?
Honestly, my parents were actually really open to it, which is surprising.
Yeah,
it's super surprising.
I can tell you this. My dad said one of two things to me. He said, like, you're going to college, and please don't pick anything useless. Like, literally, he would say the word useless, because to him, it was those arts, like the artsy kind of things weren't kind of practical in a sense. And, you know, he's old school. He grew up that way. Yeah. He just like wanted his son to kind of have a vocational style of like learn. Like, but at the same time, I'm not a vocational person. I'm just more of like I love reading books. I love, you know, playing around with technology. I love, you know, I'm a floater. Like, I just kind of float from thing
to
thing.
Yeah, you kind of got to do what fits you. So my parents were really open to it because I wanted to go to a 4-year university and spend a bunch of money out of state to go get a business degree. And my parents were like, no. They're like, you need to go to a 2-year university, figure out what you want to do, and we'll support that. And then you can move on to a 4-year university.
Nice.
So they were just hyped that I wasn't moving across the country and just like following the path of everyone else and like going to a really big school that I didn't know much about just because I wanted like the experience. Because that's kind of where I was, because there was all of this pressure. Like, what college are you going to? Like, oh, that college isn't as big as the college I'm going to or whatever. So there's like this stigma. So I like for a while, like got trapped in that and was like, I just want to go to a big school and, you know, business is what I want to do. And so when I changed my track and told my dad that I was just going to go to a 2-year university for photography and do my generals, but also do photography and then figure it out from there. They were actually really open to that and really happy for me that I wasn't just going like,
shout out mom and dad.
Yeah. My dad was super against the whole business school out of the country or out of the state thing. And I kind of thought that he was like ruining my life. I kind of took it as
no, dad, you don't understand.
Yeah, I was like, you're just this is my dream and you don't want me to live my dream. But now that looking back, like I am so happy that my dad was against that. I'm so happy that my dad told me to go to a 2-year and like, it took a little growing up to figure that out, but it all worked out the way that it was supposed to. And if I would have went to school for business, I know that I wouldn't have been as happy as I am.
Hi. I know that there's like so many things that you've kind of had to experience through the time of like moving away from home and like you've just been here for a couple of months. Yeah. What was like the hardest part about leaving home? Because you're from originally, let's tell everyone, you're originally from?
I'm originally from Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay.
And then I spent a lot of time in Minneapolis too. That's where I went to college. But I'd say the hardest thing about moving was I started to develop myself in Minneapolis a little bit. I started to develop a clientele. I was getting business. I was working. I had weddings booked and I was at the point where like I was making a name for myself and I was working for a guy who had a fairly big name who was referring me to people who was giving me like associate weddings and stuff like that. So I guess the hardest part was moving across the country and like the stigma of like starting over, I guess. But I just kept on telling myself that the longer that I stayed, the harder that it was going to be. Like, yes, I was building up a little bit of a clientele, but like if I would have stayed any longer, that clientele would have been even bigger and then it would have been even harder to leave. So I felt like the time that I left was the perfect time.
Good.
And yeah, I'm just hoping that I can rebuild myself here. And I already have a little bit, but more.
Hopefully we can help you out.
Yeah, more just a little bit. Sure. Yeah.
We were so impressed by the photos, like literally like looking at the framing of it and just like being in that kind of like with you and kind of seeing those photos, they just turned out really wonderful.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
And I'm very excited to see them. What has been kind of your favorite part about learning this new, like learning the photography side and then getting to kind of personalize your style and like what has been kind of your favorite moments? And also I want to know what happened to your two models like after you left, like how are they doing now? Because those are your like two mate, like when you were in high school, what happened to those two models?
One of the girls actually lives with me now
here. Oh, very cool.
She's my roommate. She went to school down here.
Okay.
And so she was kind of a big part of why I moved here, because like I mentioned earlier, we do have a blog together. So now we're roommates and now the blog has boomed even more than it has. One of the models is my roommate now and the other one's living in Canada going to school for nutrition.
Nice. Very cool.
Definitely still keep in contact with them a lot.
Very good. I was just like, wait, that's so awesome. Like you had like these two, like two people that you've like dedicated like a whole like portfolio towards.
For sure. Yeah. They let me do anything I wanted. Any idea that popped in my head, they were game for. So that was super fun in the beginning, just to like be super creative and just like, let's try this, let's do this. And they were always game.
Where do you draw that inspiration from? Because there's I feel like with every photographer, like we talked before, one of the guys that I've met, like he has a personal style and he draws from like the landscape, like just kind of framing out using that broad and then really showing off the micro of the human scale.
Yeah, for sure.
Where do you
can you kind of like pinpoint certain places where you get inspiration from?
I feel like I draw a lot of my inspiration internally. Mm-hmm. Like, I see myself as a very creative person. I'm not always creative, but a lot of my ideas just come from my personality, I feel like. I did learn a lot about posing and framing and light from Preston Palmer. Okay. He was the guy that I worked for in Minneapolis for 3 years. He taught me so much. I would say that I learned more from him than I learned in school, for sure. He was definitely a mentor to me in life, and he still is. I still work for him remotely a little bit too, and he's just a good guy that I can call whenever for any questions, from my hard drive isn't working to whatever. Like, he's nice. Just a guy that I will always be able to reach out to. A lot of inspiration came from him. A lot of inspiration comes from another girl named Jenna Kutcher. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but she actually grew up 30 miles away from my hometown. She grew up in Esco, Minnesota, and she is now a millionaire wedding photographer.
Sweet.
Yeah, and she did it all herself, and she kind of just proves to the world that you can do whatever you want if you set your mind to it. And it just kind of brings it all home, knowing that this girl grew up 30 minutes away from where I grew up, and she did what she did. So she's a huge inspiration, not style wise, but just more
creativity and what you can do with it. Yeah,
and just putting yourself out there and being yourself. And yeah,
that's awesome.
But yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from Instagram too, but.
Yeah. That's the norm.
Yeah, that's the norm.
What are some pages that you're just like really vibing with? Like
people on Instagram?
Yeah.
There's this girl named Curious. She spells it K-Y-R-I-O-U-S. She's out of San Francisco. And I think she's just a blogger and Instagram person, but she just comes out with some really out of the box ideas. She does a lot of like photo design collaborations, and she's also kind of big in the cannabis world, and she's like a female cannabis activist, to kind of like putting herself out there that way. But her Instagram is super cool, so I would check that out if you haven't already.
Nice.
Other inspirations.
That sounds like a cool like way, like Curious.
Curious, yeah. K-Y-R-I-O-U-S.
Okay.
She's super cool. Another big inspiration. I know there's another one at the tip of my tongue. I don't know. I'll come back to that.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back.
What has been your favorite, like, story from doing, especially here in the Valley too? It's like, I imagine you've worked with a couple of people so far and like have done a couple of photo shoots where you can have a cool story to tell.
Yeah, I actually, I don't know if this is a story you want to hear, but this is a cool story about kind of how I got started.
Okay.
I was working at a coffee shop in Minneapolis, just moved there, and there was this other girl working there, and she was a wedding photographer at that time, and I knew that she was a wedding photographer. And I kind of like kept on. Her name is Rachel Smack.
Mm-hmm. It's a dope last name.
Rachel. It's actually Rachel Smock.
Smock.
I call it Smack because it's S-A-M-K, but she'll kill me if I call it Smack. So it's Rachel Smock.
still a dope name.
Super dope. Her business is Right With Light Photography. She is super cool. But she was a wedding photographer, and she was my manager at the time. And I was just someone just a rookie at the time, and I remember just kept on like nagging her and being like, hey, like, you got any photo shoots you need like someone to help you out with, you know, like if you ever need an assistant, like I'll be there. And like she kind of was just like, this girl, like, nah, like pushing me to the side. But I kept on just kind of being like, hey, like, I'm here. And then there was like one day where she needed someone and she knew who to call, and she called me. She had a wedding. And this was the first wedding that I ever got to attend as a photographer.
Nice.
It was on Valentine's Day. And she's like, I was the third shooter. She's like, my third shooter dropped out. Do you want to come carry my bag? And I was like, yes, absolutely. I'll be there. Like, can I bring my camera? And she's like, yeah, bring your camera. If you shoot anything I like, I'll use it. But like, not expecting you to do anything. And I was like, sweet. So then I had to work that day at the coffee shop that we both worked at.
Yeah.
And I went to my manager and he like knew this whole thing was going on. If I was trying to like hang out with her and like get to know her and like shoot with her and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, so I'm scheduled to work this day. But like, if I can't get it covered, like, I'm just gonna quit and not come. Like, I'm telling you in advance, like, if you want to help me cover this, I will try as hard as I can to get this covered.
Bold move.
But if it doesn't get covered, I will not be there.
Bold
move. And the day came and he and I just, I quit on the spot, like, and went to that wedding, which was ballsy, but it was a coffee shop job. I knew that I could get another coffee shop job. I didn't know the next time that I was going to be able to go to, you know, go shoot a wedding.
Yeah,
and like
exactly.
That was like the dream at the time. So I just totally quit my spot, quit my job on the spot and went to this wedding. And she picked me up that morning. I thought she was going to be angry with me because she was my manager. And I was like, hey, just let you know, I just quit my job to be here. And she was like, hell yeah. Like, I would have done the same thing. And I was like, sweet, we're on the same page. Let's go. And so,
I'm glad we're on the same page. Please don't be mad at me. Yeah. Let's do this.
I was like kind of nervous, but I was like, this is what I've been wanting to do. Like, sometimes you just gotta do it.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Yeah, that quitting that job actually led into an internship into a job. So it actually benefited me, but it's kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
Quit my job to go to a wedding. And
absolutely. That's totally.
It turned out.
Totally a cool
but
story.
But yeah, I'm still friends with that girl and she's amazing. And we work together a lot. We do a lot of collaborations and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, she's still in Minnesota, but I fly her down to shoot weddings with me and she flies me up to shoot weddings with her. So we kind of have this cool bond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a wedding in Chicago later.
Chicago.
There's that Minnesota accent coming out.
Yes. I was like waiting for it. I was like, is it going to be like, yeah.
There it is.
Came out
when
you said bags for
bags.
Yeah.
Place. I was like, this girl's
known
from
you. Well,
the funny
bags is a big giveaway.
Well, her dad, shout out Mike. Happy birthday, by the way. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Dolan.
I just texted him and said, don't go to sleep. We're going to call you.
Well, it's his birthday today, and he's from Chicago. Originally from, like, literally, like, outside the ballpark, like, on the same street.
Nice. Chicago's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to shoot that wedding. It's going to be really urban. Ooh. Really cool and urban. Yeah. I haven't shot a wedding there before, so it's definitely going to be all off the cuff. But
nice.
I kind of like shooting that way. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because literally we didn't have a plan for this photo shoot. Like, I'll let you in on the secret. We had zero plan. Like, I thought we were doing just a podcast with another group that was like, it's flip-flop. So yeah. I thought it was a different week. But
and Brittany is just like, hey, we're doing a photo shoot today.
Literally, I come back. I'm like, you look nice. I'm like, why are you dressed up? And you're like, because there's a photo shoot where we got to go. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That.
But, you know, we made it work. And honestly, those were like some of the best photos. Like,
hell yeah.
It was so much fun. And you made it so much fun for me.
Thank you.
It's very hard because I'm not a very photogenic-esque person. So it's like anytime I have to like pose, just like there's...
Well,
I'm a stiff robot.
Yeah. I feel like everyone needs a little help in front of the camera. Even myself, like, I shoot people, couples, portraits all of the time. Mm-hmm. And then I get in front of the camera and sometimes I freeze up myself and I'm like, just do what you tell your clients to do. But sometimes it just doesn't come out. So I feel like everyone needs a little bit of direction. Mm-hmm. But just making everyone feel comfortable is most important.
Yeah, I think that's the X factor of like a photographer. If they can make you feel
like you're just having fun and
like
you're just hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the pictures are going to be fun.
Exactly.
You know? And I don't know. I definitely tend to like be a little funny and like make the joke on me to make you guys feel more comfortable because I am not afraid to be that person if I have to be. Like, I'll be the goofball. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna kick it to Brittany. Because every episode, or at least we try to every episode, because people love hearing Brittany and they love her questions.
Yes.
We call it Brittany's Corner. Brittany's Question Corner. Brittany,
like,
do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a few. So what are some tips or tricks that like people listening where they're not skilled in photography, but they want to be, that like they can make a few tweaks and just like see their work come to life a little bit more?
Are you talking like camera wise?
Yeah, camera or editing or anything. Just like two or three tricks that somebody can like use tomorrow.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Literally, if you see someone that took a really good photo, ask them how they did it. Nice. They're 90% of the time, if someone asks me how I took a photo, I'm going to tell them. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing. I would also suggest finding a mentor. That was huge for me. Just like I said, I learned way more from Preston than I did at school. Like, school was very knowledgeable and I learned a lot of stuff technical wise, mm-hmm. but just like how to make clients feel comfortable and how to use your camera, you know, just like little things like focusing and this and that. Mm-hmm. So, and another thing would be look for inspiration. Look for like, what's the intention behind the photo you're taking? Like, if, you know, if you're trying to take a picture of a couple, like, what's the purpose behind that? Like, is this an engagement shoot? Is this going on their wall? Is this for their business? Like, what's the purpose of the photo? Because that's going to help you with the direction. So it's not just going to be like, okay, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. So that's what I got to say.
Yeah. Brittany's Corner. Brittany's Corner. She's got a question for you.
She's got a really cute skirt on, by the way.
That skirt, honestly, so you get so many compliments. This is not the first time I've like someone's like, that's a cute skirt. Brittany's got her own style. She's definitely like rocking a lot of like, every time I see her in a new outfit, I'm like, where did you get that? Like, honestly, like half the time. And she's just like,
she's rocking it.
She's always rocking it. Yes. let me see.
Do want to mention, I don't know if this is okay for me to ad lib.
Yeah, yes. No, ad lib away.
Yeah, I just want to mention Desert Iris a little bit.
Oh yes, let's get into the blog. Yeah. Like, what, you know, what kind of things can we find on the blog? What's the kind of main, is there a theme to it? Is there like purpose? What's the story?
Yeah, so it's a collectivist lifestyle blog and it's run by me and my roommate, Hannah. We've been best friends since fourth grade and it was kind of an idea we had in high school. We're like, if we ran a blog when we were older, like that'd be pretty cool. And then we decided to do it when I was still living
millennials.
Right? Like, let's run what a do blog you strive together. For? Let's make a blog. But we just are both really creative people and we had a lot of ideas and she is a phenomenal writer. Like, you read her stuff and you're just like, how did you put those words together to make it sound so good? And so I was living in Minnesota and she was living down in Phoenix when we decided to start it. And it's been a work in progress, but it's super fun. We do a lot of things that speak to us as who we are right now, like two mm-hmm. girls in their 20s. So we do a lot of like vegan recipes or like nutritional stuff because we're both really into that. We're both really into like you guys are spotlighting other local people or mm-hmm. other artists in the area. So we do interviews on them and I'll take the photos and she'll write the interview.
For sure.
So stuff like that. We also do like monthly intentions. And
very nice. Yeah. That's something Brittany would love.
Yeah. So I just wrote our May intentions yesterday. So that'll be up super soon. And then
can I get a sneak peek? Like, yeah. What's your May intentions? I want to know.
Let's see.
Maybe we can help out in some sort of fashion.
Yeah. So here's what I got so far for intentions. Let me scroll up a little bit.
They're scrolling. Wow. She's got so many.
So one of them was start a new 30-day challenge, which I told you guys about.
You already did it.
I already did it today. So another one is only spending money on what you need this month. Mm-hmm. So practicing only spending on what you need. Being conscious of sleeping with your phone at least 30 feet away from your bed.
Not bad. Yeah. I like that one.
So, yeah, they're just like little life things. We want to make all of the content that we post count. So just being more purposeful and meaningful behind what we're posting, even if it's just an Instagram post, you know, don't just post to post.
I feel like that's us. That's what we're doing right now. There's intention behind what we're doing today. And
exactly.
And I know, I want you to know that like, seriously, like any person or anytime you want to come back, like if you got something you want to promote, please let us know because that's what we're here for. That's honestly what we want to be, is we want to be a a platform for you and others as well. I mean, it's just really important to us to help you guys out. And again, it's like I told you before, it's like when we started this, it's not really not about me. It's not about, you know, what we're trying to do or succeed with. It's really about all of you guys coming on for sure. And sharing a conversation and letting us know what inside thoughts of what you got going on. And
yeah.
And really it's just about you, all of you who are on the episodes. This is for you guys.
Yeah. I was like kind of nervous when you guys emailed me and I was like, podcast, in front of a mic, what am I gonna say? Who am I?
That's always the but it's like it's been fun. Like yeah. I feel like you very much divulged a lot about who you are and what you got going on. And I think that from our perspective, you know, we had so much fun at the photo shoot. And if you combine those two things that, like, you know, what we've, you know, firsthand knowledge and also, you know, your personality, I think those two things together, you can't fail.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
Yay. And hopefully we can make it on one of your blog posts and, like, yeah, love absolutely. To be a part of that. And
yes. Just,
you know, I was saying it's like while you were talking, it's like blog, because she's.
Because we can even use the pictures that we used today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's a good blog writer. She would be a good person to collaborate with.
Yeah.
And kind of like she has a very...
Maybe as a guest speaker on her blog.
Exactly.
That would be sweet.
Co-write.
Yes.
Co-write.
Collabing. Hey,
yay. Just one blog post. My boyfriend made me do this. Fiance, yes. That's right. Yay. Catch me every time. I'm more excited about what you got coming up in the future. Is there anything that you can tell us about? Give us, besides the wedding, is there any big events coming by?
Big events.
Because I know Comic-Con's coming soon. There's got to be a couple of things that you've put you dipped your toe in.
We're thinking about doing a clothing swap with the blog. That hasn't happened yet, but we are just trying to get a lot of cool people together, male and female. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of clothes that we don't really want to wear anymore, and doing just like no cost clothing swap and have everyone over at her place and
a friend
swap
of ours
clothes.
Did that recently in San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She does like an annual one.
Yeah.
Shout out Asia if you're listening to this.
Yeah, so that's an event that should be coming up soon. We're definitely trying to do a few more stuff with Desert Iris. More of our my outlet to like network.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like going to events and like having a purpose and be
well
like,
if
hey,
there's any kind
the
of event going on, we'll let you know, because that's definitely our forte is for like sure. Going to those events and mingling and networking. And
well, I'm definitely interested in coming to the Ivy.
The Ivy event, yes. Ivy the movers event. The movers and shakers, and Leah will be very excited to have you there because she is just a ball of fun.
Yeah.
She's just so, like, honestly, everyone that's going there, I mean, you talked about Brendan, the owner of Jar and Buttons, and he's really nice, very, very easily approachable, very nice and genuine. And, you know, how he got started was, you know, he literally, someone, like, did he say that he bought it himself, the machine, and then, like, lied to his mom about it and was like, they said
that's
it was a gift
awesome.
From someone else.
Yes.
He just took a chance and like went for it because he thought the button idea was like so like cool. And
it is.
And it just worked
out
for him.
I look at his stuff and I'm like, damn, this would have been such a good idea. Mm-hmm. He's killing it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then Samantha from Standard Wax, Rob and Christina from New Darlings, and then Leah, and then myself, and then Brandon. I feel like I'm missing someone. I think that's it though. But it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a fun.
I'm excited to just like start networking more. Just absolutely. Getting myself out there like at your event or whatever.
Listen, you just take a listen at all the episodes. You tell me which one you want to do and I will send you the info and we'll make it happen. Because literally though, every single person has been very nice to us. And anytime I can send them business or even collaborate with them send them someone, like that's what this is all about, is we back and forth everyone. And so
it's
been a lot of fun,
just small things like that. Like today I was at Sunup and I was just talking to Dave, who I mentioned earlier, who knows you guys,
But shout out Dave from SunUp, yeah. Like, because if shout we can make, because we haven't had SunUp in here. We had Helio Brewing, Helio Basin Brewery. I'm sorry, guys. I always mess. I call it HBBC. That's what I should call it.
For a minute, when I was like Helio Basin, like, how do you even spell that?
Yeah, but you know where that's named from? No, it's just another name for like Phoenix. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was just like another like inspiration from because Helio, I think, is like. Sun Valley. That's what it's like. Sun Valley. Yeah. Sun Valley. And so it's like another term for Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, they were trying to come up with like a cool name.
Yeah.
And like, that was another term that they came up. I was like, damn, that's really dope.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I was talking to Dave today and I was just like, he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I like told him I was coming out to hang out with you guys and whatnot. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, what kind of photography do you do? And we just, like, got into talking. And I was like, yeah, I shoot a lot of weddings, and I love it. But definitely trying to, like, rebrand myself to do weddings, but also do, like, a little bit more brand stuff. Like,
yeah,
working with small business and events and social media and that stuff. Just another thing on the plate and whatever. And he was like, oh, well, I'm glad you talked to me. He's like, I actually know I work for this business that works with a lot of small businesses. Like, let me add you on Instagram. And he's like, would you ever want to shoot photos for SunUp? And like, we should set up a day for you to come do some stuff for SunUp. We definitely need some professional stuff on our Instagram. And I was just like,
there you go.
Literally just gave you a second of my time. Like, I could have just been like, he could have been like, hey, what's up? And I could have been like, oh, it's fine. Today's good. And walked away. But I was like, oh, no, this is what I'm doing. And like, explained myself and gave him my attention. And it just like turned into a connection. And I was just
I love that.
Wow.
That's a cool little story.
Do that a little more often.
Yeah. But opening yourself up doesn't mean that like, doesn't like, I just love those kind of stories where it's like, just opening yourself up to opportunity is going to lead you down the road to success. It's like, if you do that, you'll be just fine.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of like, you know, people who get scared or anything that like, what would you suggest to someone who's either afraid or just kind of like really just starting out and needs some help to push forward?
A good question.
Some good motivation. What keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? Well, writing like the monthly intentions and stuff like that, and taking a moment to write in my journal and be like, this is where I am this month. Like, here's all the things that I was able to accomplish, you know, and just like slowly tracking your accomplishments so you can look back and be like, oh, I did do a lot of stuff in the last 4 months. Like, I haven't just been, like, messing around. Like, I'm actually getting stuff done, because you can be constantly working day in and day out and still feel like you're not getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's really important to, like, track your goals. And so you can look back and be like, oh, in 2017 or 2016, I shot one wedding. Now it's 2018. I'm, like, almost to 10. Like, it might not seem like I've come very far, but if you look back, you know, you have. So
awesome.
Know, maybe just writing down your goals and keeping more track of where you're headed.
I like that. Do you have like a, because now this is something that I've started to get into, like the routines, and like, do you have like a morning routine or an evening routine?
Yes, I am very OCD.
Okay.
I write everything down. If you'll see my planner, I'm the kind of person where it's like, I need to check tasks off. So even if it's the smallest task, like go get the mail, like did that, you know. So I wake up in the morning, and even sometimes I do it the night before, but I write out everything I want to accomplish in that day. And I just kind of being like, okay, that seems like enough things that you can get done in 8 to 9 hours. So I write them all down and I check them off when I'm done with them, and that makes me feel a lot more productive.
Nice.
Because sometimes when you're home alone working all day, you get to the end of the day and you're like, did I accomplish anything? Like, I still got 10,000 things on the to-do list, but you're slowly making progress. So yes, I have a morning routine and I have like a nighttime routine.
Got it.
And I'm just, my brain works that way.
I'm so like, there's so many questions I want to ask you about photography. The one thing I do want to ask before we go, because we are like, we've been talking for like a good 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Holy, so it's like,
I went by fast.
Yeah. And that's the whole point. We have fun here.
Yeah.
It's
definitely a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Brittany asked for tips. Now I'm going to flip it on its head. What are some challenges that you've experienced? What are some of the challenges people need to be aware of when starting a business like this, or starting, you know, an adventure like this?
You need to stay true to yourself. If you're just trying to do what everyone else is doing on Instagram or be the same exact photographer with a different name, I don't feel like you're gonna get anywhere. I think it's very important to have a niche and to stick with that, and to also understand that everyone is not your client. There's gonna be some people who hate what you do, but then there's gonna be some people who only want what you do.
Nice.
And I think it's important to not get down on yourself when someone's like, I don't really like your stuff. Like, it doesn't really fit me or whatever. Like, not to get down on yourself.
I've been there, done that.
Because it's hard. And I don't know, I've come up with some photos and loved them and then showed them to some people and they're like, don't really like that. And you know, it's a stab at the self-esteem because it's your art, it's your what you're putting out into the world, and you want it to be good, but at the same time you can't please everyone. So does that answer the question?
Yeah, that definitely answers the question. Being true to yourself is very important. Any other challenges that like people need to be aware of? Or
I think it's really important to be creative but also know how to use your camera. Like, knowing how to use a camera is not easy. And if you need to take some classes or like pay someone to teach you how to use your camera, I don't think that is a waste of money at all. Like, that's most important. You're never going to get better at communicating with a client and working a camera at the same time unless you really, really know how to use your camera to a T. And so it took me...
Seemed like you knew what you were doing out there to a T. Like,
it did, yeah. And
you're like clicking through and you're just like, I got it.
Yeah, but it's definitely taken me a long time to get there, for sure. Like, the first wedding I shot, I was still like not 100% sure on my settings, as well as like trying to pose and try to make them feel comfortable at the same time. And like, once you take the element out of like, okay, I know how to use my camera, that's not the issue, then you can just focus on the clients. And so I think investing in classes or YouTube is amazing, or paying like a friend. I've had people come up to me and just be like, can I pay you to just like show me the basics? And it's like, yes, that's not a waste of your money at all.
Yeah.
So I think that's a challenge. I think there's a lot more technical things behind photography than people think there are. People think that photography is just taking pretty pictures and that you just put it on auto and just click away and you're gonna get unique stuff, but you really need to know how to use your camera. I think that's very important.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I appreciate everything. Like, we had a good conversation and it's just been a lot of fun.
It has been. Yeah.
And
the kitties help.
Shout
out to the kitties.
Shout out to the kitties, Bobo and Ray Ray. And they make everything a lot more leisurely around here.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
You got really a notebook full of stuff. Is there anything that we didn't cover? Because I want to make sure that we cover it.
No, these were just things in case I got stuck and didn't know what to say. But it flowed really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Before we go, we usually kick it to you to tell everyone where they can find you online, all the social media handles and whatnot. So kick it off.
Yeah, so I am Brooklyn Photo on Pinterest, Instagram, and Facebook. Brooklyn is spelt kind of weird. It's Brooklyn.
Two Ks.
Two Ks, everyone.
Double K.
But yeah, so I don't do Twitter, but Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, that's my handle. And my website is www.brooklyn.com. Super simple. And then Desert Iris 2 is just Desert Iris on Instagram and URL.
Yeah. So check those two out. For us, findingarizonapodcast.com. All the stuff is under Finding Arizona Podcast on our social media. Please give us a shout out. And if you're listening to this on iTunes or SoundCloud or whatever podcast streaming site you have it on, like and subscribe. It helps us get more aware, more attention, and it gets us out there a little bit more. And it would mean a lot to me if you guys go to patreon.com/Finding Arizona Podcast, where you will receive a membership where you'll get extra content and some cool merch. So thank you so much for listening. With that, we say goodbye to Brooklyn. Thank you for coming on. And we say goodbye from here at us at Finding Arizona Podcast. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.